Church in Grafton, West Virginia. Her mom had had a huge influence over her life and over their community, and she wanted to do something to honor this lady that had meant so much in her lifetime. And her mom had just recently passed away, so she wanted to take time to have a very special service of tribute to her mother. Really went well. Most of the town showed up to be a part of that memorial service, and it was a real blessing and an honor in memory of Anna's mom. But after she went home, she began to think about the service that had just taken place, and she thought to herself, while that was wonderful, I wish I had done something like that while my mother was still alive. She began to think about this idea of having a special day just to honor mothers and all they mean in the lives of their family. And it so caught fire in her imagination that she began to think about, how can I do something about that? And before long, she was petitioning the governor and the legislature of West Virginia, let's set aside the second Sunday in May and let it be a time to honor living mothers. Well, give them credit for wisdom, because that's exactly what they did. The next year, West Virginia declared that day would be a Mother's Day. By 1911, 4 years later, all 50 states had adopted something very similar to that. And in 1914, President Woodrow Wilson made a national holiday out of Mother's Day. Now, what does that tell us? That tells us that everybody recognizes a great idea when it comes your way. And the idea of having a day that honors mothers is just kind of one of those no-brainer things that everybody was glad that somebody came up with the idea of setting aside that time. So for more than 100 years, Americans have celebrated and honored mothers on the second Sunday in May. Today we honor all of our mothers, but most importantly, each of us honors our own mother. In fact, here's a little piece of trivia that you might want to take home and remember. And when Mrs. Jarvis began this campaign to create the idea of Mother's Day, one of the things that she insisted on was that there be an apostrophe in the word mothers. Because she said, I don't want this to just be about all mothers. I also want it to be about everybody's individual mother. So today I had a chance to pray for all of the mothers, and that's wonderful, but more important is you get to do this with your own mother. You're either honoring or being honored this day, and that's really, really special, isn't it? Isn't it good that we have this day that honors mothers, and we're so grateful for all you mean. You've earned this day 1,000 times over with your love, with your guidance, with your encouragement, with your direction, with your discipline, with your patience, and the list could go on and on. We know, Mom, that you're not perfect, but you make a perfect difference in the life of your family. When we think about the qualities that I just mentioned, we're really thinking about you. If I had an opportunity, I would say to the men and to the children present today, give me a list of what makes your mother so special. And I have a feeling that 30 minutes from now, when I was trying to get around to preaching the sermon, you'd still be giving me qualities that mean so much to you when you think about your mother. You work so hard to provide for your children's physical and educational and personal needs. And as essential as all of those things are, there's yet another gift you give your family that's the most important gift of all. In fact, without that, all of these other qualities would someday lose their value. What am I talking about? I'm talking about a mother's faith. I'm talking about the influence that you have spiritually of the life of your family. And in a single verse in 2 Timothy, the Bible addresses the power of a mother's faith. And in that verse, a few words speak volumes. Because in verse 5, Paul says to Timothy, when I call into remembrance the genuine faith that is in you, which dwelt first in your grandmother Lois and your mother Eunice, and I am persuaded is in you also. That verse says an awful lot, doesn't it? It says a lot about who Timothy was, what his mother was like, the faith in his grandmother, and that it was so evident to the Apostle Paul that he recognized, Timothy, everything you are, you owe to your mother's faith. So this morning, I want to take a few minutes, and I want to talk to you about that single verse. And then I'm going to get done, and you can take your mother to lunch. It's going to be a good time together. So let's learn what the Bible tells us in just that one verse. First thing it tells us is this: a mother's faith is an everyday kind of faith. Often when you're challenged to identify people who have made a great spiritual impact on your life, you think of someone who was used by God in a very powerful way. If I ask you to name that person who was most influential in your life spiritually, there would probably be one or two or three faces and names that would come to your face. If I talk about my own spiritual hall of fame, I'll talk about George King, who was youth minister when I was 13 years old and recognized in a quiet little withdrawn guy that God had made something special. I would talk about his successor, Mike Walker, who was the big old basketball player from Samford who taught me everything about having a passionate love for Jesus. I would talk about the pastors I served under who were giants of faith: Nolan Gross, Ernie Boyd, James Walters, Rick Marshall, who taught me huge things. The truth is, compared to those who came into our lives dramatically, sometimes we overlook our mother's faith. Sometimes we think about those folks who made a huge splash in our lives, and we forget about the one who truly poured her life and her faith into who you are and the kind of person you've become. The truth is, a mother's faith is a faith that's usually not expressed in big moments, but poured into your life in small, daily doses. It's that woman who day by day, moment by moment, need by need, choice by choice, instant by instant, made a huge difference in your life. Mother's faith is not the kind that seeks attention for itself, but it offers attention on a constant basis. It's not so much about you seeing what I'm doing. It's about, am I pouring my life into you? Are you becoming the person I know God created you to be? Let me do everything I can to help you get to where God has a vision for your life. It's a faith that compels children to go to Sunday school when they just as soon stay home, makes them behave during worship, takes time to pray for them at the end of each day, listens when they come in with prayer, with needs and heartaches and struggles, and takes time to hear, to offer wisdom, and to pray. A mother's faith is a simple, steady, constant demonstration of a life that has been given away, first to the Lord and then to her family. And here's the thing. While other people's influence comes and goes, a woman who lives for Christ is there for a lifetime. Each of those influencers I mentioned in my life had great impact for a season, but then they were no longer part of my life on a constant basis. My mother was there her entire lifetime. And as the years go by, you look back on her life, and you realize nobody influenced you the way she has. When Paul wrote to Timothy, he reminded that young man that while Paul himself had had impact on his life, Timothy would never have been prepared to respond to the gospel or to hear the Lord's call on his life if his mother had not prepared him by her example and by her influence. So, Miles, we thank you for living out an everyday faith. Sometimes an everyday faith doesn't seem all that dramatic. Sometimes an everyday faith doesn't even seem to be that noticed. But understand this, we are watching and we are listening and we are paying attention And every day, moment by moment, day by day, step by step, you're changing lives. There may be times when you wonder if you're getting through. There may be times when you wonder, is it ever going to make a huge difference? And the answer is yes, yes. 100 times yes. We are here because of you. A mother's influence, a mother's faith is an everyday faith. But not only that, Timothy tells us that a mother's faith is a transparent faith. When Paul wrote 2 Timothy, he said to this young man, your faith reminds me of your mother's faith. I look at you and I see your grandmother and I see your mother. I see them all over you and who you are. There was no guessing necessary regarding the spiritual commitment of Lois. It was there for everyone to see. As a boy, Timothy had a front row seat to his mother's life. He saw how she loved and honored his father. He saw how she listened and encouraged a struggling neighbor. He saw her reach out to meet the needs of people in their community. He stood beside her at worship. Many times he must have walked in on her as she was studying scripture or praying. He recognized this faith is real in my mom. This is not just something that she puts on Sundays. This is not just something that she wears now and then. This is part of who she is. If I had to talk about the kind of faith that Lois and Eunice displayed, I think the word I would use is organic. It was an organic kind of faith. Moms, we appreciate that in you, that you have an organic faith. It's who you are. It's not something you try to become. It's not something you think you hope others will see. It just kind of expresses itself because it's a part of you. When Timothy had questions, Lois listened and helped him understand about the love and forgiveness that Jesus offered. She was with him when he invited Christ to be his Savior and his Lord. Timothy knew his mother was for real. That is so important. You've heard me say before, and you'll hear me say a number of times again, I love when I have the opportunity to sit down with one of the children in our church who is ready to make a decision to trust and follow Jesus. That's one of the greatest privileges I have. But the greatest privilege of all are those times when I sit down and I talk with this child, and all I'm doing is putting that period at the end of the sentence. Because they've already been prepared, and they already know what they're doing, and many times they've already prayed and invited Christ into their lives, and they did it with their parents. And moms, that's an incredible, incredible thing. We don't know a lot about Timothy. The Bible doesn't tell us anything about his biography, but you can tell from just this one verse that by the time Paul found Timothy, he was already a believer. His mom had already invested her life in him. He had watched how she lived. She was natural in the way she followed Jesus. That's the way of transparent faith. And a mother's influence is measured by the way her walk with Christ is simply a part of who she is. Moms, thank you for your transparent faith. Thank you most of all that you did not keep your faith private. That you did not try to insulate your family from your walk with God or separate the two from one another. Thank you that it was a transparent faith that you poured into your children so that they know what a natural walk with Jesus looks like. Made a bigger impression than you will ever know. Another thing that I see in this verse is simply this, and a mother's faith is a nurturing faith. You know, it could have been enough for Eunice and for Lois to say, well, as long as my own walk with God is all it ought to be, that's all that really matters in my life. But that was not enough for them. They wanted to make sure Timothy trusted him as well. Again, we don't know much about Timothy, but we do know this argument from silence that his father was never mentioned. We assume from that his father was not a believer. And that meant that his mom understood Timothy's going to grow up in a household where there's a tension. Follow Christ or not follow Christ. Follow Christ or choose another way. Follow Christ or worship a different God. What's going to happen? And I think because of that, she understood, I need to pour my faith into my son. I need for him to know what it means to follow the Lord, to know that he is right with God. That's an expression of a nurturing faith. This is what I have learned. There is no more committed creature on the face of the earth than a mother who is committed to bringing her kids to Jesus. When that becomes your first priority, that is powerful. A faithful mother understands that while there are a lot of things that are important, nothing is more important than knowing your children have made eternal decisions to follow the Lord. Several years ago, I was talking with a mother about this issue, and this is what she told me. She said, you know, from the moment a child is born, his or her mother begins to pray about two things. They pray about the day when he or she is going to give their life to Jesus. And they begin to pray about the kind of person they're going to marry one day. Some of you moms know exactly what I'm talking about, because that prayer has been in your heart and in your mind for a lifetime. It's important that we recognize that we nurture our children to follow the Lord. A nurturing faith leads to a desire to spend a lifetime investing in the spiritual lives of your family. When they're small, you want them to know the Word of God. You want them to have a working knowledge of these are the Bible stories that are so important. As they grow, you want them not only to know the Word of God, but to also understand what it's saying, to begin to apply it to their lives. All of their lives, they want to apply the Word, to understand. And when you've done your job, to recognize they're walking with the Lord. And it's not because of you, it's because they have their own walk with God. You've raised them up. Some of the best parenting advice that I ever received was given to me when my son was first born, and somebody said, this is the time when you decide what kind of adult you want your son to be, and then you begin to raise him to meet that goal. It's pretty important, isn't it? That means that we have an investment and we have an obligation that we raise our children to know how to follow the Lord. Because someday, they're not going to be under your roof anymore. And on that day, they need to be ready to walk with Christ. Here's the thing about nurturing love. It is committed for the long run. It's not a short-time thing. It's a lifetime thing. Nurturing love keeps its eye upon the goal. Nurturing love keeps giving when it feels like giving up. Nurturing love moves mountains, a pebble at a time. A mother's love is a nurturing kind of love. And then Paul says a mother's faith is a contagious faith. Timothy spent his childhood being loved and molded by a godly mother and grandmother. He saw the difference Christ made in their lives. He heard them as they talked to him about his own relationship with the Lord. Is it any wonder that when the moment came that he invited Jesus to be a Savior, there they were? Are you surprised that when the call came for Timothy to lead the church, he was prepared to hear what God was saying and to respond? Here's what we need to remember. While the Lord called Timothy to follow Paul as a missionary for Christ, it might never have happened if Lois and Eunice had not embraced their own calling to make a mission field of their home. What am I saying? They raised Timothy to hear what God was saying to him and to respond. The greatest spiritual legacy of my own life truly was the Christian witness of my own father and mother. Other influencers came and other influencers went, but I saw the steady faith that was lived out in my home. I saw them live a testimony of a consistent walk with Christ every day of my growing up life. And here's the thing. And when I was saved, it was not a dramatic event. It was a natural extension of what I've been taught and seen my whole life. When Christ called me to serve Him, I was ready to say yes. My experience was the same as so many who've been blessed by mothers who revealed a contagious faith. I want my life to be like your life. My experience is the same as many who have had that same kind of experience in their lives. And if you experience that kind of influence, today's the day to be thankful. And even if you did not, today is the day when you can say, but in my family, in my life, that's the kind of place we're going to be. We're going to be the place where children grow to know and follow Jesus. So mothers, we're thankful for you today. We're thankful for so many things, but mostly we're thankful for your faith. A faith that has expressed itself in so many ways, day in and day out, all of the time. We thank you for your wisdom. We thank you for your prayers. We thank you for your sacrifice. We thank you for your love. But most of all, we thank you that in your life, you've pointed us to Jesus. And some of you this very day are sitting next to your children who came to trust Christ, and you know why. They saw it in you. Maybe today you're here and you're not a believer. Maybe this is the day when you need to trust Christ to help you be the mother, the father, the child that the Lord wants you to be. Maybe today's the day you need to enter into an eternal relationship with the Savior. Maybe God wants you to be part of this church. Maybe there's another decision. We're going to stand and we're going to sing. We're going to have our invitation just like we started last week. If God's speaking to your heart, I'll be here. Dr. Hutchins will be here. We'll be glad to help you come to know the Lord. Let's stand together. Let's sing. Prepare. We've had a great day in God's house today. I'm glad we got to share this time. Moms, have a wonderful day. I'm even letting you go in time to make it to your lunch. It's a special day. Let's bow together for our final prayer and then one last song. Father, we do pray that you bless our mothers today. Thank you for their influence. Thank you, Lord, that we have so many in this room who could be called Eunice and Lois because they've been a blessing. And they are a blessing, and they will be a blessing. Help us, Lord, this day to honor them and bless them with our gratitude, our love, and our appreciation. And we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.